This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. We are continuing to follow two major stories on today's show, the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina and the nomination of John Roberts to be Chief Justice of the Supreme Court following the death of William Rehnquist on Saturday. We'll hear more on both those stories throughout the program. First, we do want to acknowledge that today is Labor Day, the holiday, with an audio portrait of an American worker, a coal miner named Troy Atwood. Just the term coal mining brings to mind images of brawny men crawling through narrow mine shafts with picks and shovels. But modern coal mining is a highly automated enterprise. Entry tunnels to the mines are so big now they can accommodate heavy machinery and very large vehicles. In the Rocky Mountains near Peonia, Colorado, Troy Atwood works for Bowie Resources, which produces 5 million tons of coal each year. Producer Adam Burke hitched a ride into one mine in a truck with Troy Atwood driving.
You can feel boxed in down here, I guess. I think I've done it long enough, I don't even think about it anymore. I just come down and it's just a road down in a hole anymore to me. You come down, do your job, and get back out to the family. Back over another mine, we had a real bad section. Some of the scariest work I've ever done for 2 years. You was drained after an 8-hour shift because of the adrenaline rushes. I mean, I don't know, you could have called us adrenaline junkies at one time, I guess, because we kept coming back and doing it again. And there was days you brushed death a couple times a day down digging the coal and pulling the pillars. And you would stay at a pillar until you made a cave. And there was some days it'd chase your butt right out of there.
My name's Troy Atwood. I've been in coal mining since 1977. I've been working at Bowie Resources since January 5th of 1998. The deepest mine I was ever at was out in Utah, and it was 7 miles down to the face where you went to work for the day. When you first hired back in 77, they usually put you out by doing the grunt work, setting timber and support work and whatnot. And then about 6 months later is when they sent us to the face, and you was down there actually mining the coal. Then I eventually got put on the continuous miner and done that for about 8 years. And that was real interesting down there cutting the coal. Continuous miner is a machine they set up that's what actually makes the entries for us. It digs the tunnels. It's all remote control. It weighs right at 50, 60 tons. The conveyor's a yard wide. You can load 12 tons of coal in 18 seconds if you're set up and know what you're doing. It's quite the machine. It can take a beating and you back it out, clean it off, and go on a cutting again.
If you're not fond of cold weather, rain, and all that working in it, you can get away from it down here.
You haven't seen darkness yet until you get down there by yourself or with somebody and with no lights or illumination anywhere, and you shut your camp lamp off. There's no other darkness that's that dark that I've ever seen. It's not for everyone. I work 3 13-hour shifts, and it's a long day. That's a long time to be underground. And it's 3 days a week and 4 days off, and that's what a lot of these guys look at. That's what I look at. Within a week, you can tell if somebody's going to work out or not because the look in their face, they're not going to be a coal miner, or they are.
Coal miner Troy Atwood's story was brought to us by producer Adam Burke.